I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. International observers described this weekend's election in Nigeria as one of the country's fairest in decades. But yesterday, riots broke out in the north. It happened just after the incumbent president, Goodluck Jonathan, was named the winner. Jonathan is a Christian from the south. Nigeria's south is predominantly Christian. The north is mostly Muslim. And there's an informal agreement to rotate the presidency. Some in the north thought that that agreement had been violated with Jonathan's election. So they went on rampages, destroying churches and homes and businesses. These witnesses who fled say they saw people lose everything in the riots.
They are homeless. I saw people that have been killed.
I saw people running just to save their lives. Houses were burned where I reside.
Inside my home, there's no peace here. People have been running out of that place. I have to run for my own dear life.
The BBC's Dan Isaacs witnessed the elections in the north. He is now in the capital, Abuja.
I was in the northern city of Kano, one of those places where there has now been serious trouble and unrest. And the voting there went extremely well. And for Nigerian elections, and I've been to the past few, this was remarkably well carried out. It was peaceful, it was orderly, the ballot papers and all the voting materials arrived on time. People did queue for a long time in the hot sun to be able to vote, but there was a great optimism that the polling was going very well. What happened after that was that people started to, in the north, the people that had been voting for the opposition candidate, the main opposition candidate, Muhammadu Buhari, when it became evident that he was losing and losing badly to the incumbent president, Goodluck Jonathan, people started to get very upset. They believed there had been rigging, and that there had been rigging not at the polling stations, but afterwards at the counting, at the central counting station in Abuja. And that's what they got very upset about, and that's when the unrest started. And it started with those opposition supporters of Muhammadu Buhari going for the what they known supporters of Goodluck Jonathan, and that largely was Muslim communities going for Christian communities in the very divided cities such as Kaduna in the north of Nigeria.
What are the main issues that people there are concerned about, both in the north and in the south?
Well, there are so many issues facing a president of Nigeria and a government of Nigeria. I mean, just one of them is so well illustrated by what you might be able to hear in the background. It's an enormous generator keeping the power of this hotel going perhaps half the day. A country that produces an enormous amount of oil and gas. It's one of Africa's largest energy producers. It doesn't have the capability to provide power to its people. So that is one of the reasons, and you can hear behind me, the generator has just stopped, the power has come back to the hotel, and this is a constant sound in Abuja and across Nigeria.
One other question. Goodluck Jonathan is seen as good news for Nigeria by many in the international community. Many thought that he would fight the corruption that is so endemic in Nigeria. Does he right now, is he seen to have the support of the international community?
I think by the fact that the election was seen to be carried out in a very straightforward and free and fair way and a transparent way, in a rigorous way, by the Election Commission here for the first time in the last 12 or so years. By that very fact, he has the support of the international community. I think it will be interesting to see whether the complaints by the opposition that there was fraud and rigging at the central level during the accounting of this election, whether that holds any sway. But yes, the international community, if you like, wants a stable Nigeria. They want a democratically elected president they can do business with, and that's somebody that actually holds sway on the international stage as the leader of a country by popular mandate. That is what our country is, not just further afield, but in the region as well, because Nigeria is a very important player in the region. If Nigeria gets it right with its elections, the rest of the region will look to it and try to follow and emulate it.
Dan, thank you. The BBC's Dan Isaacs in Abuja, Nigeria, speaking to us about the post-election violence in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation. Thanks very much, Dan.
Thank you very much, Lisa.